Yeah, it's Robbo's Pet Project. That's the right music that I was after. And Kayla is with us from Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Kayla, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Mark. And yourself?
Very well. See, one of those mornings, because I just realised too, I'm going to have to sack the bloody typist who did this because they called the cat Bogo instead of Pogo. oh, hang on. That'll be me. reading and writing, all that sort of stuff, was never my strongest point, you know. So talking bulltish was what I excelled in, and still doing it to this day. So anyway, let's talk about little Pogo, because it looks like a gorgeous cat.
He is. He's absolutely lovely. So little Pogo was surrendered to us, I want to say, a couple of weeks ago with a few of his litter mates, and they've all been adopted. So it's just Pogo left. He's an absolute clown of a character. He has this little igloo bed in his adoption room, and majority of the time he just refused to leave the igloo bed. But you can go into him, but he'll just sit there and be like, nah, it's too cold outside. So he just hangs around in his little igloo bed like a little turtle all day, and he's just hilarious. He's so affectionate and so lovely, but he just loves his bed. I don't think he's a winter kind of cat.
No, I'm just looking at his picture, and I think that's his igloo bed he's in when the picture was taken,
yeah,
is it not?
Yeah, in the igloo bed in his picture, yep.
I got to say, I reckon igloo beds of a big enough size would be awesome for humans.
I want one.
I reckon, you know, to sort of crawl into one of those and still have the opening there, yep. But, you know, you've got, I reckon it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be next level kind of winter wear, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, we could be onto something there, Kayla. Don't tell anyone else.
You could.
Okay.
Shh. We'll talk off the air.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. All right. So, so Pogo, yeah, sounds just like a lovely cat. What about generally other, you know, other cats, other animals, kids, et cetera, all those sorts of things?
He's really social with other cats. I'm not sure how he would go with a dog, but I reckon with a calm, cat-friendly, relaxed kind of dog, I don't think he'd mind. And same with kids. As long as they're calm and kind of relaxed and just content to let him feel when he's comfortable that he can come out, any home would be fine for him. But he does seem to kind of be the kind of cat that just wants to go find a nice space to snuggle. So as long as his home's okay with that, everything would be perfect for him. So, no, he's great. He's very social, very loving. It's just, he just doesn't want to leave his bed these days, which I can't say I blame him.
No.
I feel very similar.
When you do actually get him out of the igloo, is he a lap cat? Will he have a sit on your lap?
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he's very affectionate. He'll kind of follow you around. If you sit down on the floor with him, he'll just kind of sit on you and be like, come on, why aren't you patting me? So he's a lovely boy.
I think that the reason I asked that is that I reckon particularly during these tough times over the past several months, there is no better really form of self-help than having a cat on your lap. I reckon it is just so soothing and relaxing.
100% agree with that. Yep, definitely. And that's why I reckon our adoption levels have skyrocketed, because everyone else has kind of clued on to that too, the magic healing power of cats. So, it's absolutely fantastic. And he would seriously just be a fantastic addition to anybody's home family. So they should definitely book in to come and meet him, because he's a terrific cat.
Pogo. So if people want to book in to come and see him, how do they go about it?
Yeah, they can give us a call directly on 5441-2209, or alternatively, if they'd like to find out a little bit more about him, his bio and description and photos and everything's up on our website, which is at the Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, and just head to our adoption section.
Terrific. And he's on our Facebook page, and a little later we'll be on our web page as well. So, Kayla, thank you so much. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for talking to us.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
All the best. Kayla from Bark. And Pogo. Check him out. Gorgeous little cat.